we're going to talk some volleyball. CeCe McGraw is with us. And CeCe, this is your second appearance on Gopher Talk. Welcome back.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah, you had so much fun the first time, you couldn't wait to come back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you guys are on a little bit of a roll now. It's kind of fun to watch. You got a weekend sweep this past weekend, Michigan in five sets to start the weekend. And then you got Maryland, who had not lost yet on the season, was coming off that big win in Madison. So kind of take us through from the start of the season up and now through this week as you got Big Ten play underway. Where's the progress been made, do you think, the most?
Yeah, so our preseason schedule was definitely loaded with some tough opponents. So that was a grind, to say the least, but it was huge for us as a team because it was just an incredible learning opportunity. We had a lot of ups and we had a lot of downs. So I think from those losses, we had a lot of important takeaways. And so we were really able to, you know, try to address those in the gym and in practice so that we can start adding some layers and improving our overall game as a team. So I think in our first week of Big Tens, that definitely started to show. So we've been improving a ton in our serve and pass game and running the offense. So I think, I don't know, everyone's excited to kind of roll into Big Tens and continue to play some tough opponents.
You know, I remember before the season started, your coach Hugh McCutchen had talked about the tough schedule and that if there were some, blemishes to be exposed in the game, he'd prefer that they, you know, get exposed in the early part of the season, September instead of December. And maybe there were some things exposed, maybe not. But how excited do you get, whether you win or lose, obviously you'd prefer to win, but to play in some of these big-time matches against big-time teams and knowing that you're one of those big-time programs too?
Every day is just such a blessing. I think all these matches and getting to compete in this incredible conference is just amazing for us as a team, and getting to be one of those top teams is a bonus. So I think we've worked hard to get to this spot. But yeah, I think Hugh always says better to learn now than later, and that's why he just loaded us up with a tough preseason. So I think we're all grateful for that. Obviously, it wasn't easy, but nothing in this game is easy. I think it's always a grind. So you just got to continue to get better and make those little improvements every single day in practice.
Hugh has talked a lot about, in his world, he does not pay attention to rivalries too much. He just worries about the next match. I have to ask you, as someone who grew up in Minnesota and is part of the Gopher program now, do you pay attention to rivalries? Like, say, for example, the one coming up Friday night with Wisconsin?
I would say yes. I think usually some of the tough and the better opponents in the conference are fun. And, you know, you always look forward to those big matchups. Obviously, Wisconsin being one of them, I think that's a match that you're always pumped about. But again, Hugh always says, don't play to an expectation. I think every single day and every single match in the Big Ten, you got to play your best and always respect your opponents. So whether it's Wisconsin or a lower team or whatever, you want to make sure that you're bringing your A game and just doing whatever you can to help your team win the next point. That's what he always says.
What are those matches with Wisconsin like, and what do you expect Friday from them?
I mean, that team is just stacked and loaded up with studs. So they're an amazing team, an amazing program. So I think they're going to bring it, and so are we. So I'm excited to play some good competitive volleyball. I know everyone else is on the team. So I think it's mutual respect, definitely, in those matches. So we're all looking forward to it.
How about you personally? You're playing at a very high level right now. What is working in your game? Not that you haven't before. Obviously, you're an All-American and an All-Big Ten player, but do you think you've maybe taken your game to yet another spot, so to speak?
Yeah, I've been really, you know, trying to make little improvements here and there in my game. Definitely just trying to simplify everything defensively and serve receive. Continuing to, you know, rely on my vision and reading the game defensively. So I think that's been important for me, but not only that, but my teammates obviously helped me a ton. So our block has been awesome, makes my job a lot easier. And I don't know, I think our team definitely gels really well together and we all get along. We all lean into the moment together when things get tough. So I think that fuels me as well. So, I mean, we're all just consistently pushing each other to be better people and players on the court.
And certainly the team's on a bit of a roll now in terms of a little bit of a winning streak here. And as you mentioned, it's balanced across the board. But I do have to ask you, like, if you needed a point, like, hey, this is an important spot, I don't think there's any doubt that your go-to player right now in terms of attack is Stephanie Samity. She's the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week again this week. And seems like every other match she's setting career high in kills and those kind of things. What have you seen in her game, and how much fun is it to be on the same side of the net as her?
I mean, just getting to see her in the gym every day is just the coolest thing ever. I think there's always at least probably like 10 plays in a practice where you're just in awe, because you're like, how do you even do that? How do you make that play? I don't know. Only Steph Samity, I guess. So it's pretty unreal. So yeah, in those moments when things get tough, I think oftentimes you'll see us kind of relying on Steph a little bit. But it's also important that, you know, we have a lot of really good athletes and offensive threats. So continuing to, you know, utilize all of our weapons is important. But yeah, I mean, she's a stud. She does it all too. Her defense has improved a ton this season. She's been doing amazing with her serve as well. So like just all around, I think she's an amazing, amazing player.
And then what about, too, just your presence on the floor as a leader? And I know you're one of the older players on the team as well. Do you too kind of consider yourselves the leaders of this team to help them along in the tough times?
Yeah, I think so. I think in those moments where it's uncomfortable, I think Steph and I definitely try to get everyone to lean into that moment and kind of like, okay, what an amazing opportunity. Like, we get to compete. This is fun. Like, let's do it. So, I don't know. I think in those moments, we definitely try to like set the example to keep everyone nice and like, I don't know, chill, trying not to get too frantic, but also, you know, trying to take the bull by the horns and just go for it, you know, being gritty and doing those little plays here and there to try to fuel some momentum.
How hard is it knowing that you have long-term goals down the road? With, you know, you guys have been close before, you've made Final Fours before, but yet knowing that you've got a match Friday, you've got a match after that, and then there's a whole schedule to play, not trying to get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge part in this season. Because, you know, it can be long, so you got to take it one match, one game at a time. I mean, it's one of the toughest conferences in the country. So you got to continue to just respect every single opponent, show up, do your job, play some good Gopher volleyball, and then on to the next. You know, you never want to overlook anyone, because that's when it'll bite you in the butt.
Now you're on the road this weekend, then back next home. What's it like for you from Prior Lake, Minnesota, to one, play for the Gophers, University of Minnesota, but two, night in and night out when you're on your home court, you know, it's basically a packed house and everyone's behind you. What's that like?
It's the coolest feeling in the world. I mean, this is my senior year now, and obviously last year we didn't get to have fans, so finally having a full packed pav again is the coolest thing ever. Being a hometown kid, I think it's so cool getting to have all these Prior Lake people there. And I don't know, being familiar with so many girls I give lessons to and I've worked with and I've seen around the state. So it's pretty awesome. And getting my family at every match is just such a bonus. And I'm so grateful to be able to, you know, compete and be a part of this incredible program. For an amazing staff.
How too, we had one of your teammates on the football pregame show last week on Saturday, and there were four young girls waiting by the stage so that she could sign autographs. I mean, that's kind of cool, I would think, to know that you're serving kind of as role models, that these young girls want to, you know, become what you guys are now in their own way.
Yeah, I think you forget, you know, the amount of influence you have in this position. But, I mean, I remember when I was just a youngin' and a Gopher volleyball libero showed up at my club practice and I was like on the verge of tears, just like my jaw dropped. And I was just always idolizing every single Gopher player. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to be there. And so to think that that's me now is just unreal. But yeah, it's just a good reminder that like you have this massive sphere of influence. So continuing to just be a solid role model and spread some love.
No doubt. Well, hey, continue success. Have a good weekend this weekend. Go get the Badgers on Friday. And as always, thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.